Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 102, the stanzas 1-4. In thy wrath and hot displeasure, chasten not thy servant, Lord. Let thy mercy without measure help and peace to me afford. And what follows, Psalter 102, the first 4 stanzas. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 43, the verses 11 through 23. And afterwards from the canons of Dort, the third and fourth head of doctrine, Article 15. Genesis 43, the verses 11 through 23. And their father Israel said unto them, if it must be so now, do this. Take of the best fruits in the land in your vessels, and carry down the man a present, a little balm and a little honey, spices and myrrh, nuts and almonds. And take double money in your hand, and the money that was brought again in the mouth of your sacks, carry it again in your hand. A peradventure it was an oversight. Take also your brother and arise. Go again unto the man. And God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may send away your other brother and Benjamin. If I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved. And the men took that present, and they took double money in their hand, and Benjamin, and rose up and went down to Egypt, and stood before Joseph. And when Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the ruler of his house, bring these men home and slay, and make ready, for these men shall dine with me at noon. And the man did as Joseph bade, and the man brought the men into Joseph's house. And the men were afraid, because they were brought into Joseph's house, and they said, because of the money that was returned in our sacks at the first time, are we brought in, that he may seek occasion against us, and fall upon us, and take us for bondmen and our asses. And they came near to the steward of Joseph's house, and they communed with him at the door of the house, and said, O sir, we came indeed down at the first time to buy food. And it came to pass when we came to the inn, that we opened our sacks, and behold, every man's money was in the mouth of a sack, our money in full weight, and we have brought it again in our hand. And other money have we brought down in our hands to buy food. We cannot tell who put our money in our sacks. And he said, peace be to you. Fear not, your God and the God of your father hath given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money, and he brought Simeon out unto them. The canons of Dort, the third and fourth heads of doctrine of the corruption of man, his conversion to God, and the manner thereof, Article 15. A God is under no obligation to confer this grace upon any, for how can he be indebted to men who had no previous gifts to bestow, as a foundation for such recompense, nay, who was nothing of his own but sin and falsehood. He therefore who becomes the subject of this grace owes eternal gratitude to God and gives him thanks forever. Whoever is not made partaker thereof is either altogether regardless of these spiritual gifts and satisfied with his own condition, or is in no apprehension of danger and vainly boasts the possession of that which he has not. With respect to those who make an external profession of faith and live regular lives, we are bound, after the example of the apostle, to judge and speak of them in the most favorable manner. For the secret recesses of the heart are unknown to us, and as to others who have not yet been called, it is our duty to pray for them to God, who calls the things that are not as if they were. But we are in no wise to conduct ourselves towards them with haughtiness, as if we had made ourselves to differ. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, when thou wast granted in the evening hour of this workday, that the doors of the house have been opened, and that the opportunity, insofar that it was possible, and insofar that there was desire, that we may enter those doors, that we may lay for a moment aside all the cares of this life, and think especially about the needs of our never-dying soul, does not exclude the temporal matters, because thou hast taught thy church to pray, give us this day our daily bread. It is also written in thy word, but seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added to it. O Lord, and then we humbly beg thee that thou may bless us with thy special favor. May it be a prepared message for prepared people with prepared hearts. Then it shall be a good service indeed. And then thou shalt receive all the honor and the glory. Lord, thou knowest how we have spent the day in the busyness of life, and whether there were thoughts also concerning this evening service, with a longing and with a desire, accompanied with a prayer unto thee, the living God, that thou may dwell richly amongst us. Oh, thou art still gathering a church. There are those that are written in the book of life that must and shall be brought forth. And thou hast promised that they shall fear thee as long as the sun and the moon endure, ah, Lord. May that promise be fulfilled also in this evening hour, that pearls may be added to the meritorial crown of Jesus Christ. And wilt thou remember thy children, Oh, when this evening we hope to hear of those brothers of Joseph, and not a strange way for thy true people, and may there be no true rest till thy church comes to that saving knowledge of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, for the pardoning of all of their sins. Lord, do bless thy word in the midst of the church. Bless thy word in the family circles. Help fathers and mothers with the instruction. And bless thy holy word the midst of our Christian school. Thou was granted in this week that another school year may commence. Wilt thou help and continue to help and make it a rich blessing for the profit of the congregation. We commend unto thee thy church, the established churches, the persecuted church, the Jewish people, all mission work, also our mission field, thy servants and the team, and the father and mother that are studying the language. Remember all Bible translators and those that bring thy word to the ends of the earth. Many times impossibilities, then it is needful each time by renewal that thou maketh a way where there is no way. And our Lord, then we are such a privileged people. May we be given to see it. May we be given to appreciate it. We do not know how long we shall have those privileges. Can change so quickly, so suddenly, and so unexpectedly. May we cherish thy word and the truth thereof. May we be found more to be a praying people. Lord, we commend unto thee all the mourning ones, all our elderly ones, our care home. Remember the sick, afflicted ones, all those that stand in need of healing and of strengthening, those that struggle with pain, weariness of the body, difficulties of the mind. Do remember and encourage the handicapped ones, all the secret crosses and burdens known unto thee, perhaps to a few others. And do remember the family circles, may love abound, and thy holy word a special place. Continue to provide for the daily bread for our family circles. Thou grantest yet refreshing showers upon the thirsty earth. We commend all those places unto thee where there are still forest fires. Many have lost their possessions, even some their life. Many had to flee. Wilt thou remember that people? May they be given to see and to hear thy voice, and that also these callings, that they may be used for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Oh, remember the nations of the earth. Remember our nation. Remember our province. Remember the leaders federally, provincially. A grand bowing of their knees and opening of thy word. And the organizations that strive for the upholding of biblical truths and biblical ways, the protection of the unborn, may it be accompanied with prayer and that the efforts may be blessed by thee. Lord, what thou withholdest in this evening hour, withhold not the blessed administration of thy Holy Spirit in speaking and in listening. Grant a good hour together. Wilt thou take away everything that could be a hindrance? Pardon us of our sins. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 446, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Out of the depths of sadness, O Lord, I cry to thee. Thou who canst fill with gladness, lend thou thine ear to me. And what follows, Psalter 446, the first three stanzas. in this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture, Genesis 43, the verses 14 through 23, and we shall read the verses 14, 15, and 23. And God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may send away your other brother and Benjamin. If I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved. And the men took that present, and they took double money in their hand, and Benjamin, and rose up, and went down to Egypt, and stood before Joseph. And verse 23, and he said, peace be to you. Fear not, your God and the God of your father hath given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money, and he brought Simeon out unto them. Our text words speak of the brothers of Joseph returning to Egypt with Benjamin. Three thoughts. First, with Father Jacob's blessing. Secondly, the brothers' upright explanation. And thirdly, the steward's precious encouragement. The brothers of Joseph returning to Egypt with Benjamin, with Father Jacob's blessing, the brothers' upright explanation, and the steward's precious encouragement. Beloved congregation, in the first verses, then we read that Father Jacob and the brothers, they have spoken of their great need and the necessity that they must go down to Egypt to buy corn. A great blessing and a great privilege when in that need that it was proclaimed that in Egypt there was a governor and those storehouses so full for a hungry people. And then we read in this chapter, oh, Father Jacob, in verse 11, Father Israel, a very reluctant. And their father Israel said unto them, if it must be so now, do this, take of the best fruits in the land in your vessels, and carry down the man a present, if it must be so now. Congregation, under trials, under different and difficult circumstances, then how unadvisably we can speak when Israel has said, if it must be so now, can be congregation, that we are a stoic, can be that we have an easygoing character. Of course, that makes it easy for our fellow man and also for ourselves. But it can also be with those words that we say, the Lord reigns, we cannot do anything about it, and it could be nothing but bitter rebellion against the ways of the Lord. With what Father Israel Jacob has said with those words was not so encouraging for those brothers to go down to Egypt. When we read the last chapters, then we do not read does not mean that Father Jacob is not spoken of God. Nevertheless, we do not read in quite a few chapters that Jacob has mentioned the name of God, of his God, of that covenant, the God of his father Isaac, and of his father Abraham. But there would come a change. And of course, those brothers of Joseph, because in this chapter, in the first 14 verses, then we read that those brothers of Joseph, we read each time that they have spoken of the man. And Father Jacob, he has mentioned the man 4 times. Oh, if those brothers had now spoken different of Joseph, that special name, Zephaniah Peninnah, the revealer of secrets, the savior of the world. Oh, had they more spoken to their father, oh father, we have seen those storehouses and they are so full and we have never heard that Joseph, the governor, that he has turned one away. But when they have come with empty sacks, then those sacks were filled. But they had not given such a good report. But now in verse 14, then we read something very different. Says the general thought when we read those words, if I am bereaved of my children, I am bereaved, then it can come across that we cannot do anything about it anyway. So it is the easiest to give it over, but it is the thought of most commentaries that in verse 14, that Israel, father Jacob, that he was given to fall unconditionally under the ways of the Lord. What an encouragement. How that those brothers, their wives, and their sons, how they must have listened with astonishment when Jacob starts speaking Israel in verse 14, and God Almighty. Then it is possible, because of God Almighty, it is the 4th time that we read that term in the Bible. And then it is very possible that in a moment's time, that Father Jacob, that he was given to reflect upon how his father has sent him away in Genesis 28 after he has received the blessing. Oh, maybe Father Jacob has thought, what a bad father I am and have been. Because in verse 11, then we read of that peradventure in verse 12 concerning the money in the mouths of their sacks. Peradventure, it was an oversight. Oh, what a poor way to send our children away with a peradventure, maybe, shall hope for the best without speaking a word about that mighty, that just, and that merciful God. And when Jacob would reflect upon his father Isaac, oh, maybe in this evening hour, bad fathers, bad mothers, grandparents, bad office bearers, when we think of former generations. But now, what a blessing and what an encouragement it was for those brothers, their wives, those children, how they must have listened, because Father was speaking of that Almighty God. The first time we read of an Almighty God, that is in Genesis 17, verse 1, where the Lord has appeared to Abram, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be perfect. And the second time, Father Isaac, oh, it was after Genesis 27. And of course, in that chapter, Father Isaac could not come on the right place neither, because the Lord has revealed to Rebekah that the elder would serve the younger. And Rebekah loved Jacob and Isaac loved Esau, and still planning to give the blessing. Thus, Father Isaac, by the grace of God, by the immediate working of the Holy Spirit, has also come on the right place. Oh, then he was given to tell Esau that he has blessed Jacob, and he shall be blessed. And then on account of that enmity, then Jacob had to flee. And Isaac did not send Jacob away with peradventure. He did not say, boy, hope it all goes well. No. Then he was given to say, and Jacob had ruined everything. Send it all away. First, his father, given that exhortation, he says, boy, you must not marry a Canaanite, but you must go to Haran, to the house of Bethuel, and there seek for a wife. And then he has spoken those words, the Almighty God bless thee. Then he was given to speak of his, of Father Abram, of that covenant, that he would become fruitful. It is possible that at this moment, that in a moment, this all come back. How that so many years ago, when Jacob had to flee from his parental home, that it was not about chance, not peradventure, not a maybe, but then he has blessed them richly in the name of that Almighty God. And we read, and God Almighty give you mercy before the man, Father Jacob was given to speak of mercy to those sons. This evening, will she hear it later, that those sons, they were not yet pleading upon mercy, because they have come with their gifts, their returned money, and Benjamin. But Father Jacob, he was given to mention to his boys, the Almighty God give you mercy before the man. Have we learned our need of mercy, congregation? It's that become true in our life. That more and more our only hope, that is mercy. Ah, those sons, they would learn it later. Give you mercy before the man, that he may send away your other brother and Benjamin. He did not say Benjamin and other brother. He has mentioned Simeon first. And then those profound words, if I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved, then we may believe that in verse 14, Father Jacob, oh, it was Father Israel. Oh, Israel learns Jacob and Israel, but he was given to bow unconditionally. Then in that verse, we read of the third petition, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And for the church, that is a fruit of him, the dear Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who in the Garden of Gethsemane has received that cup of wrath, and where he has prayed, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, nevertheless, not as I wilt, but as thou wilt. Then at that moment, then Father Jacob, he may let God be God, and trusting everything into his hands. More examples, if we think of David in 1 Samuel 15, verse 26, when he was fleeing from his son Absalom, but if he say, thus I have no delight in thee, behold, here I am, let him do to me as seemeth good unto him. Thus, Father Jacob, then he may be given to bow, submit, agree, and rejoice in the ways of the Lord. What a comfort. How far the brothers have understood it, we leave it lie. Nevertheless, what a privilege that those brothers did not have to leave for Egypt with a peradventure, but with the prayer and with the benediction, with their father's approval. It's necessary for all of us. Whatever we do, whatever we intend to do, that it is according to this word, and that we are given to ask for the Lord's blessing and his approval upon the same. Also necessary for our children and young people, so important family circles that we communicate much, begin when they are small, that that bond may be formed around God's word, and when they become a little older, that they come to you with their questions that they have concerning this life. And young people, that it may be our desire, with our parents' approval, of course also with the Lord's approval, and with their prayers. Our second thought, the brothers' upright explanation. And now those brothers, oh, we can understand it. On that journey to Egypt, fears, questions, they have thought, how shall we speak to Joseph? What shall we say? And they had three matters with them. And then we do well to examine how it is with us. Those brothers, they were on the way to Egypt to appear before Joseph. And we are traveling through this time to eternity to appear before the Lord. Have we become exercised with those matters? And then let us examine for a moment how we compare with those brothers. In the first place, they had many precious gifts, honey, nuts, almonds, myrrh, to win the favor of Joseph. Do we also have gifts to appear before the Lord when the Lord works? Then that people, they receive many gifts which they may come with in the presence of the Lord. Faith, not saying at the beginning that they dare to call it faith, hope, or love, that they know, repentance, tears, reformation, to win the favor of the Lord. Of course, a difference, because those brothers of Joseph, they did not go to Egypt with love in their heart for the governor, no, but their brother in prison. Thus we would say not a grain of love, it was only desperate need that had driven them to Egypt. And it is true in the life of the church, then the law does drive them, but they are also drawn by that love shed abroad in their heart. But that people needs more, because with those gifts, it shall not be a solution. Thus first, gifts. Then secondly, they had double money, even implied that they even had extra to make sure to return that money that was in their socks to buy new corn. Perhaps if the price went up, nevertheless, with returned money. And we have explained last time what that returned money is. There is a people that understand it, that with everything they do not do and have done, that they learn that it does not pay the debt, does not satisfy justice. And now what was necessary for those brothers, those gifts were good, that returned money was right, but all in the context of Benjamin. Those brothers did not have Benjamin with them, then those gifts and that returned money, they would have understood it. It would have been of no avail, because the governor has clearly stated when they returned, they must bring their youngest brother with them. And now in the history of Joseph, we have different types. Sometimes the type shifts, because there is no type that can fully clarify that precious mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ. We have heard last time that Judah has offered himself to be surety, but Benjamin, he must go along. Thus a type of the mediator, and we do not read in this chapter, that Benjamin has complained. He has willingly went along. Oh, such a faint type of the greater Benjamin, as the servant of the Father, who has come upon this earth, that his church may be saved. Thus those brothers, gifts, double money, and Benjamin. Church, how far can we go along? The church shall learn all in the context. If there's no Benjamin, then those gifts, they can never satisfy. That returned money has no meaning. Of course, if those brothers could have looked into the heart of Joseph, it would have been so different. Boys and girls can even understand how that Joseph every day has yearned, has looked, whether those brothers would return, cannot be different. That Joseph, that there were times that he would have had a desire to go into that prison and say, oh, Simeon, I am Joseph. Oh, it seemed you were the ringleader when I was cast into the pit, when I was sold. But, oh, I am Joseph. And I forgive you 100%. Oh, Simeon, I have longed for you and the brothers. But that was so hidden for those brothers. Ah, the church. Everything needs to be revealed. And we hope to hear later of the solemn duty of the servants. And now we read, and the men took, and the man took that present, and they took double money in their hand, and Benjamin, and rose up, and went down to Egypt, and stood before Joseph, spoiling it again. Boys and girls, what was wrong? When we read, and stood before Joseph, cannot 100% prove that they immediately realized that it was Joseph. But what was now very wrong with those brothers? When they stood before Joseph, you remember that when Joseph became Zaphnath-Paaneah, that Pharaoh was said that all people must bow before him. First time they have. The church needs to pray. Lord, teach us to pray. And also with their religious duties, they need to be pardoned. Oh, perhaps when they have come in that house, they thought about it, that they have not bowed, but stood as true men, and stood before Joseph, and not everything is written in the Bible, but we would think, those boys, ashamed, returned money. They have remembered what they have experienced the first time, that perhaps they glanced up. Whether the man before they stood what his face looked like. Whether it was an angry face or maybe gentle. Think of Daniel 3, when those three young men refused to bow before Nebuchadnezzar, then we read that the visage of that king has changed. Read the same in Esther 1 concerning his wife Vashti, that those chamberlains, that they have kept a close eye on the face of the king. Oh, we think it cannot be different, that they must have glanced up. How is that with us, congregation? Is that our concern? Our relationship with the Lord. Whether the Lord is angry, I read in Psalm 7 verse 11, that the Lord is angry with the wicked every day. When the Lord begins to work, then the prayer of the psalmist, Psalm 106 verse 4, becomes our Lord, remember me with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. And now we read something very specific. Does not mean that the brothers realized it, but it is specifically mentioned. But when Joseph saw Benjamin with them, thus what follows, that is based upon that Joseph has seen Benjamin with them. Then in the context, then Joseph is the type of the ruler and of the judge. And when he saw Benjamin, then Joseph began to speak. Thus it was because of Benjamin. Ah, that is what the church must learn and learns, that it is only through that precious mediator that the Lord was pleased with his son, and through his son he may be pleased, he may smile, and he may pardon his church. And when Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the ruler of his house, and it is not clear whether there was an interpreter that time already, but we read later in verse 25, for they heard that they should eat bread there. And now we read that the ruler of his house, that he said, bring these men home and slay and make ready, for these men shall dine with me at noon. Then we see how important it is for the church that they read the Bible well, and we are such poor Bible readers, and that we need light, that we do not take it out of context. Those that are so fearful, they take the judgments to themselves, and the presumptuous, they take the promises. But if those brothers had not listened well and only listened to those words, bring these men home and slay, oh, how frightened they would have been. And the end was near. But now to listen everything. Bring these men home and slay and make ready. And that could also be misinterpreted. So slay make sure that everything is made ready for the execution, but now also to listen what was added. For these men shall dine with me at noon. Thus, what an encouragement for those brothers. Because in Bible times, then when people would dine together, that had a special significance. When there were differences, quarrels, and there would be a speaking, and it would be resolved, then it was accompanied with the meal that they would have together. If we think of Genesis 21, Abram and Abimelech, then there was a quarrel about wells, but they have spoken to one another, and then a covenant was made. It was ratified with a meal. We have the same matter in Genesis 26 with Isaac and Abimelech, and also in Genesis 32 with Jacob and Laban. Then there was a meal to ratify the covenant. Thus, what an instruction and what an encouragement for those brothers. And based upon when Joseph saw Benjamin. And then we read, and the man did as Joseph bade, and the man brought the men into Joseph's house. And the men were afraid. And that word afraid, that is the same word as we read in Genesis 42, verse 35, and not verse 29. There is a word that means to tremble, to quake, to greatly fear. But there is also a word that does not exclude that fear, but it also speaks of awe and reverence. And for those brothers, what a mysterious way. Stood before Joseph, and Joseph has given the ruler orders, and then they were brought into Joseph's house, and there it is clearly implied that there they have been for a while. We would say a waiting room. A waiting room is not always easy. Hospital. Of course, even worse, boys and girls, when we do something wrong and we are arrested by the police and taken to the police office, and that we have to wait to speak to a higher officer. And now those brothers, they were afraid because they were brought into Joseph's house. And we can understand that Joseph's house, that it was a royal house. They were 10 dwellers, thus declared the glory and the power of Joseph. And they said, because those brothers, they had that great difficulty of that returned money, which was in their sacks. And they had such a desire with everything that the ruler has stated. It's not perfectly clear when they have received clarity upon those words, but in that waiting room, in a room of Joseph's house, there they have sat with their presence and with that returned money. They have spoken to one another. Oh, guilty brothers, they have sold their brother Joseph. And then they have said, because of the money that was returned in our sacks at the first time, are we brought in that he may seek occasion against us and fall upon us? And in the margin, those words fall upon us. Then it says to roll upon us, to crush us, to defeat us. Thus, when they were in that house, they did not speak of dining, but that returned money and take us for bondmen and our asses brothers. Do you not remember the first time that the governor has declared that if they would bring their brother Benjamin, that Simeon would come out of prison and their words would be proven and it would all be well? Oh, in that house, with all their fears, with all their riddles, with that returned money, make us bondmen and our asses. And then we read, thus, when they came to Joseph, we read of a ruler, and now we read of the steward of Joseph's house. And they came near to the steward of Joseph's house. Thus they were taken out of that waiting room, and they would soon appear before Joseph. And then we read of that steward, and they came near to the steward of Joseph's house, and they communed with him at the door of the house. Ah, they had such a burden, because hitherto, and that is a deep way for the church, they have stood before Joseph, and Joseph has given commands to the ruler, but Joseph has not spoken to them. A silent Joseph, with their presence, with their returned money, and with Benjamin, that became such an unbearable burden for those brothers. And to that end, when that steward has fetched them, then they did not even wait till they were brought further into the house of Joseph, but they have immediately begun to speak. They spoke at the house, at the door of the house. Not such a bad place to be, with our questions, with our riddles, with our presence, with the returned money before the door of the house, when there may be those exercises. That the Lord may grant an answer, that he may speak. The Lord may show us favor upon our gifts and further instruction concerning that returned money and a blessing, exercises concerning the mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we repeat it. When Joseph, when they have stood before Joseph, was his vehement desire, he had to refrain himself, the desire to tell those brothers how he loved them, how he has forgiven them. Oh, what a faint type of the love of the Lord Jesus Christ concerning his people, so evident in the scriptures. Oh, think on the morning of the resurrection, when it was the desire of Jesus Christ to reveal himself to his church. Oh, to a Mary weeping at the grave. Mary, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? Oh, in the evening to reveal those pierced hands and that pierced side. Thus they began to speak. Let us first sing. 232. The stanzas 1 and 2. O Lord, to us thy mercy show, and thy salvation now bestow. We wait to hear what God will say and what follows. 232, the stanzas 1 and 2. The brothers of Joseph returning to Egypt with Benjamin, with Father Jacob's blessing, the brothers' upright explanation, and now thirdly, the steward's precious encouragement. Then they have begun to speak, unburden their heart. We do not yet read that they have begged for mercy. We do not read that those brothers said to the steward, "Oh, steward, is there now any mercy for such brothers as we are? Cannot tell you half how bad we are. 22 years ago, we have sold our brother, but they were still busy paying. Are there souls that understand it? It is the work of the Holy Spirit to teach more and more, and each time by renewal, that it is mercy and grace alone. Because what was their greatest burden? That returned money, that it had not been accepted, that they have found it in their sacks, does not mean when they were in that waiting room that they have not thought of the selling of Joseph. Ah, be sure, your sin will find you out. Sin is such a bitter thing. But they had the opportunity to unburden themselves. Do you sometimes think, congregation, the poor world that does not have the Bible, then with all their difficulties, all their trials, all their fears, and no place to go? What a blessing and what a privilege that the Lord exhorts, commands, that we open wide our mouth. This true prayer is given, nevertheless, even in an outward way, that we may tell the Lord all. May we be found more a praying people, not only concerning all the temporal needs, but concerning our gifts, returned money, and Benjamin. And then respectful, all with an awe, a need, an urgency, an unburdening of the heart. Ah, they needed to tell. They could no longer remain quiet, could not wait till they would stand before Joseph again. Ah, maybe they thought that the steward could help them, put a good word in for Joseph. And they have said, oh, sir, title of respect, we came indeed down at the first time to buy food. And it came to pass, when we came to the end, that we opened our sacks, and behold, every man's money was in the mouth of a sack, our money in full weight. We have brought it again in our hand. Maybe there are those that say, but that was not true, because we have heard that there was one that has opened a sack at the inn, and the rest when they have come to their homes. But we must understand that the case was urgent. They need to tell the steward in few words, could not broaden it out so much. Thus they have indicated the first one indeed has opened his sacks, but when the case becomes desperate, then her prayers, they many times become shorter. Think of Peter on the waves. Lord, help me. And he said, the steward, as a servant of Joseph, a solemn task to bring good tidings to those brothers. then undoubtedly that steward has been instructed by Joseph, and he has spoken of profound things. That in the first place implies that Joseph has not been quiet as governor in his house. That a steward has also learned of that God of Israel. Also instruction for employers, not to preach to him every day, but biblical example, encouragement, and when necessary, exhortation and correction. It's also possible, but it is not written. But when we consider a considerable time that Simeon has been in prison, then surely Joseph had to restrain himself. But we would think that Joseph would have perhaps sent a steward, investigator with different questions to find out more about his father's house. It is not written, but Joseph was a man just like we are. And to have a brother in prison, separated so many years, would you then not desire to hear more about the particulars of your father's house? And Joseph was the second ruler. Thus we would think that he would have sent investigation with questions, telling Simeon, if you now cooperate, then it shall be a big help when your brothers return. We do not know. Nevertheless, it is implied that that steward, that he had knowledge of the God of Israel. And then for those brothers, the steward, the first words that he said, they were special words. Then he has said to those brothers, peace be to you. A common expression among the Hebrews, shalom. That is a very profound word. Health, completeness, happiness, harmony. What a word for those brothers that have sold their brother Joseph. Peace be unto you. Same words that Jesus has spoken when he appeared to his church on the evening of the resurrection. Peace be to you. Fear not. Read that expression about 65 times in the Bible, 7 times in Genesis. Peace be to you. Fear not. Your God and the God of your father. Then those that steward has spoken to the hearts of those disciples, because there was so much unrest. Read in Isaiah 48, verse 22, no peace for the wicked. And now with all their questions, with all their fears, what a fears there must have been in those hearts coming down to Egypt, closer to Egypt. Fears have only multiplied. And now that steward, as a servant of Joseph, speaking on behalf of Joseph, that is the weighty and the beautiful task of the ambassadors of Jesus Christ to speak comfortably to that troubled and fearful people, a people that are so burdened with their sin, with their returned money. Ah, then it is their calling that they may declare that greater Joseph than Zephaniah Penina. Oh, the love for the chiefest of sinners, what he has done. Oh, in our history, only a faint type. Peace be to you. Fear not. Your God and the God of your fathers. It's a personal word. Brothers, there's your God and the God of your fathers. The God of your father Jacob, Isaac and Abram, that covenant God. He is put, we read, that the servant has declared, and the God of your father hath given you treasures in your sacks. What a word. All for the true church. And then it is your God, the God of your fathers, that have put all those precious treasures in your heart. And what treasures they are, what goodly pearls. The benefits of the covenant of grace. Of course, they need to learn only through Benjamin. They have taken Benjamin along. This was all spoken upon those words. And when Joseph saw Benjamin, because if Joseph had not seen Benjamin, then Joseph would have not said to that steward to speak those words. No. Then it would have been words of wrath. Your God and the God of your father have given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money. Does not mean that God has literally put that money in the sacks. The Lord uses means, but that the Lord stands over everything. And then after those words, and he brought Simeon out unto them. Special things those brothers have experienced. Nevertheless, was not yet solved. They still needed corn. They were dying. They would be led further. My unconverted fellow travelers, what a blessed people. Does not say they are a good people. They are a people that are given to repent. That godly sorrow, a people that is given to be exercised with the things of the Lord. Ah, those brothers, what a journey it was to Egypt. What a thoughts, there was preparation. What a thoughts, what a cares, they have stood before Joseph, we have mentioned it. Oh, perhaps it came to them in that waiting room. We have stood before Joseph. We have not bowed. Ah, the church comes into guilt. Also with their religious duties. But the wisdom of Joseph. Ah, there would come a time that it would be cleared up. Then in this chapter, for the church of God, then it is evident what Paul has written to the Ephesians in Ephesians 3 verse 20. now unto him. Ah, may it be encouragement for those souls with their gifts, with their presence, a privilege as a Mary with that little bottle, when they may save it up and anoint their master. Ah, with the riddle of that returned money. But now to learn, let there be no rest, that it is only when Joseph saw Benjamin, he was given to speak comfortably. They needed to be led farther. They need to hear, I am Joseph, but it is fulfilled. Ephesians 3, verse 20, now unto him that is exceeding able to do abundantly above all that we ask or think, by the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church of Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, may it please thee to teach us and our children what those brothers of Joseph were given to learn to experience in an outward way. Oh, a beautiful type of the way that thou leadest thy people, O Lord. A word is yet missed, not busy with those presents, with returned money, and with Benjamin. Ah, wilt thou please begin in this evening, in the hearts of young and old, to be placed in our guilt, to realize that we are on a journey to meet our Maker, and all for thy people to learn was when Joseph saw Benjamin that they were given to hear those comforting words, Ah, thou shalt never forsake the work of thine own hands. Ah, for those brothers yet many riddles. Lord, thy name is wonderful. Counselor, mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father, wilt thou graciously watch over us in the remainder of this week. Take us under thy good and kind care and protection. Keep us from harm and danger. Return us to our dwelling safely. Grant a prayer for one another. Pardon us of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, 396, the first four stanzas. The Lord is strong to help the weak, upholding those that fall, restoring those bowed down with grief, and doing good to all. And what follows, 396, the first four stanzas. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.